KD Country 94 weather.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? World Pest Control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? World Pest Control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? World Pest Control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call World
with offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 89, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, lows around 63, overcast. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, high of 86. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 80.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
An 83-year-old woman in the 300 block of Sunset Drive, identified as Margaret Bosch, was the victim of a shot fired into her house sometime between June 5th at 10 p.m. and June 6th at 5:30 p.m. in Salina. Salina Police Captain Paul Forrester said that Bosch was retrieving her trash cart from her driveway when she noticed a hole in the siding on the west side of her house. Upon further inspection, she recognized it to possibly be a bullet hole. Police were notified an officer located an unknown caliber slug from a bullet inside the hole. A witness in the area reported hearing what she thought was a firecracker around 10 p.m. on the 5th of June. It's unclear at this time whether that incident was targeted or random. A Leavenworth man accused of killing his two sons before fleeing to Oklahoma with his two young daughters could face the death penalty if he's convicted. Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson said Wednesday he will seek the death penalty against Donald Ray Jackson Jr., age 43, who is charged with capital murder in his son's death. Jackson stood silent for his arraignment on Wednesday, and a not guilty plea was entered for him. At the hearing, Jackson's defense team announced it is unlikely to be ready to face a jury until 2025. Jackson has been jailed in Leavenworth County since November of 2020. Prosecutors allege he shot his sons, 12-year-old Austin and 14-year-old Logan, at their home in rural Leavenworth on October 24th of 2020. The boys' bodies were found after Jackson and his sons didn't show up for a soccer game. An Amber Alert was issued for Jackson and his two daughters, ages 3 and 7. Jackson was stopped hours later in Beckham County, Oklahoma, with the two girls inside his car. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The 8-man All-Star football game pep rally will take place today at 4 o'clock at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. And you can meet and greet the 8-man All-Stars, enjoy some high-quality entertainment. There'll be games and giveaways and much more. And make sure that you attend today at 4 o'clock at Chautauqua Park in Beloit, brought to you by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, the Guaranteed State Bank and Trust Company, and us at KD Country 94. Also, make sure to attend an awesome truck and tractor pull presented by Nebraska Bush Pullers. That'll take place tonight, located 3.5 miles east of Beloit on Jasmine Trail. The gates open at 6, and the truck and tractor pull begins at 7. Second Saturday in Downs. This Saturday, tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., in addition to spending the day shopping and enjoying the community, the Downs Chamber is giving away $100 on those Saturdays. Four winners will each receive $25 in Downs dollars. You can only sign up at Chamber businesses on that Saturday for a chance to win. Follow the Chamber's Facebook page or online. Go to their website, DownsChamber.com, to learn more. Dragon Main, a Saturday night cruise in Downs tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Whether you have a classic car or truck or a new one, a beautifully restored vehicle, or just one you drive every day, come out and join the fun. Hamburger meal will be served from 6 to 7 at the gazebo, and root beer floats will also be available. And then you can join in on the evening of fun, whether you're Dragon Main or watching from your lawn chair. It's a Downs Community Connection event. Coming up Tuesday, June 13th, at 6 p.m., You can save that date because K-State Research and Extension will be doing a program on advanced healthcare planning. This class is for anyone that has an interest in planning for their future. Don't wait until you are in crisis mode. That'll be at Osborne Public Library, 325 West Main in Osborne, coming up Tuesday at 6 o'clock. There'll be a farmer-to-farmer drought meeting Thursday, June 15th at noon, from 10 a.m. to noon. Mitchell County Conservation District is partnering with Farm Service Agency to bring you information about drought programs available to farmers this year. The meeting will be held in the meeting room of First Bank of Beloit there in Beloit. For more information, call 738-5172. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Struck her out! And Oklahoma caps off the winningest season in history with a seventh national championship.
Well, more on OU's win and their third straight national championship in women's softball coming up in the sportscast. We'll also look at local sports as we feature the Thunder Ridge 8-man All-Stars for Saturday. Also, an All-Star volleyball match taking place tonight. Some notes on KU sports. Stanley Cup Finals on Thursday. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Kansas City Royals back on the field. And a look at the French Open semis and tennis. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 38th annual 8-man All-Star Games coming to Beloit on Saturday. And the Thunder Ridge Longhorns have great representation for the Division II West squad. Brothers Dylan Bice and Dalton Bice are joined by Caleb Wagenblast to play in the game, with head coach Joel Struckoff being one of the assistants for the West. The success that the Longhorns program showed throughout the careers of the Bice brothers and Wagenblast, specifically the past two seasons, it's no surprise that they are here. Dylan Bice was a four-year starter at quarterback and finished his career with over 4,000 yards, both rushing and passing. He finished with just under 4,500 yards, 77 touchdowns rushing, added over 4,200 yards and 36 touchdowns passing. His best numbers came in both of those areas as a senior, where he ran for 1,900 yards and 34 touchdowns and threw for over 1,400 and another 10 scores. Bice explained what it took to have success.
One of the main things was getting the weight room. And that's pretty much what made it so successful, just being able to be stronger than everybody and go out there and win games. My senior year, making that state runner-up. But
Dylan is joined by his brother Dalton Bice in today's contest, as he was named an honorable mention all-class pick in 8-man Division II at End. On offense, 425 yards and 9 touchdowns rushing, 4 touchdowns receiving as well. He's the fourth leading tackler with 100 total stops, including a team high of 18 tackles for loss and 12 sacks. Dalton's excited to play for Coach Struckoff one last time representing Longhorn football.
That'll be great too. You know, he's really pushed me, pushed all of us actually, get in the weight room and be the best we can be. It's been fun, and stands out the most would be getting out there and doing what we like doing, you know, playing football, playing hard.
Caleb Wagenblast was the third leading tackler for Thunder Ridge in 2022, 101 total tackles, added 8 for loss. He posted 4 sacks, 3 fumble recoveries, and interception for the Longhorns, a first-team all-8-man Division II defensive lineman, and he offered his thoughts on playing for Struckoff and being part of the Longhorn program.
He really turned our program around coming into high school. You know, I didn't know what to expect, and then my freshman year we really turned it around, and he's always been a huge role model to me, and so it'd be fun to be able to play under him one last time again as well.
Struckoff's a Thunder Ridge graduate and still holds Kansas 8-man records for most rushing yards, points scored, and overall touchdowns in a career as a player. He was part of the Shrine Bowl but did not play in the 8-man All-Star game, so this week as a coach is his first experience. He credits this group of Longhorns for their hard work in establishing a winning program.
From day one as a freshman, they came in, they worked extremely hard, they wanted to get better. They basically just showed everybody else how to work, and as freshmen, that's pretty remarkable. All of them started at some point as a freshman, and they just worked extremely hard. They put in the time and did what they needed to do to get better as they progressed throughout the years, and it ended in, you know, going to the state championship game, and just a great career for all of them.
Catch the Thunder Ridge athletes in the 8-man Division II All-Star Game coming up on Saturday. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 9:30 and kickoff at 10 o'clock on KD Country 94, 8manallstars.com, and also online video stream at 8manallstars.com as well. Another local all-star note, the 9th annual TVC MPL State Line All-Star Volleyball Match on the docket for tonight in Mankato. Area athletes selected to play in the game for the Northern Plains League, Kylie Bergman of Lakeside, Trinity Luters of Osborne, Ella Wiles of St. John's Tipton, Alexis Holling and Tori Slavic of Thunder Ridge, Keely Kenobi and Sophie Pancos from Sylvan Lucas, Lily Sinclair of Lincoln and Brandon Darnell of Southern Cloud. Coaches for the Northern Plains League squad will be Linda Herring of Sylvan Lucas, the head coach, Michelle Brummett from Lakeside, the assistant. First serve for the match set for 6, pregame introductions at 5:30 at Rock Hills High School here this evening. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, with the 3-1 win over Florida State in Game 2 of the Women's National Championship Series, the Oklahoma softball team notched their 53rd straight win, and in the process, their third consecutive national title. OU loaded the bases in the third with no outs, but Florida State got out of the jam and took a 1-0 lead at the bottom of the fourth. However, Oklahoma hits 2 solo homers in the fifth, added another insurance run in the sixth for the 2-run win. Oklahoma finishing the year with a NCAA record 61-1 mark and won their 7th national championship overall in program history. In college football and basketball, some schedule announcements were made involving Kansas on Thursday. The KU football non-con game with Illinois, originally scheduled for September 9th, has been moved up a day to Friday, September 8th, to be broadcast on national television. It'll be a 6:30 kickoff in Lawrence. KU will now play on Friday the first 2 weeks of the season. They open September 1st at home against Missouri State. Also, the KU men's and women's basketball teams will be part of the first ever games of the Big 12 Mexico campaign. Kansas and Houston will meet in women's and men's basketball in December of 2024 in Mexico City. You can read much more on both KU schedule notes at katycountry94.com.
For Florida, Forsling finds Bennett. Bennett, cross ice, shot, score! Carter Nagy!
On the first shot of overtime, ends up in the back of the net.
The Panthers scored a goal with just 2:13 remaining in regulation to tie the game at 2, went on to win 3-2 in overtime over the Golden Knights in Game 3 in the Stanley Cup Finals Thursday night. Vegas still has a 2-1 advantage in the series with Game 4 coming up Saturday night at 7 o'clock in Florida. Tonight, the NBA Finals continue in Florida. The Nuggets hold a 2-1 series lead on the Heat. Game 4 sets to tip off at 7:30 on ABC. Miami hopes to even the series before they head back to Denver. Also tonight, after having Thursday off, the Kansas City Royals back on the field starting a 3-game series with the Orioles in Baltimore. KC 18-44 on the season, while the Orioles are 38-24 and in second place in the AL East. Game 1 of the series at 6:05 in Baltimore. Finally, in sports, in tennis, the French Open final set on the women's side. Top-seeded Iga Świątek will take on unseeded Karolina Muchova in the final on Saturday. The semis on the men's side today. Number 1 Carlos Alcaraz faces number 3 Novak Djokovic. 4-seed Casper Ruud against 22nd-seed Alexander Zverev. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.